Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 16th of April. I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, Luxembourg's Nature and Forest Agency has confirmed a wolf sighting in the Kirschbelt Clairvaux region, with photographic evidence verifying the predator's presence. While the ANF confirmed the wolf's presence on Friday, its current whereabouts remain unknown. A 27-year-old worker has died after falling from a roof on a construction site in Baerbourg. The tragedy occurred on Monday afternoon after the victim sustained severe injuries as a result of the fall. Authorities are investigating the cause of the fatal accident. Luxembourg's annual Winteraktion winter shelter programme has ended after providing overnight accommodations for homeless people during the winter months. The programme operated at increased capacity this year with 300 beds at its Findel Airport area facility, up from 250 previously, plus an additional 30 beds in army supply tents. The US Embassy in Luxembourg is among 10 diplomatic missions recommended for permanent closure, according to a confidential State Department proposal obtained by Politico. The plan is part of a broader initiative to reduce the State Department's budget by nearly 50%. Under the proposal, diplomatic responsibilities in these countries would be managed by US embassies in neighbouring nations. In international news, after more than 3 years of negotiations, countries have agreed the text of a landmark accord on how to tackle future pandemics, aimed at avoiding a repeat of the mistakes made during the COVID-19 crisis. The WHO has called the deal, which was sealed at around 2 a.m. this morning, a historic step towards global cooperation. US President Trump has threatened to strip Harvard of its tax-exempt status and said the university should apologize a day after it rejected what it called unlawful demands to overhaul academic programs or lose federal grants. And finally, there are two birthdays at the Royal Court today, Grand Duke Henri and Prince Sebastian. Grand Duke Henri is celebrating his 70th birthday this year, and it will be his last as head of state as he's abdicating in October in favour of his son Guillaume. Prince Sebastian is the youngest son of the Grand Ducal couple. He celebrates his 33rd birthday this year. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting off with the Football Champions League, Paris Saint-Germain clung on to reach the semi-finals with a 5-4 aggregate win over Aston Villa, surviving a dramatic 3-2 defeat and a furious second-half comeback from the Premier League side. And Barcelona has survived a Dortmund comeback to reach the semi-finals with a 5-3 aggregate win despite a 3-1 loss in Germany. In tonight's games, Real Madrid plays Arsenal and Inter Milan takes on Bayern Munich at home. You can watch this match live on RTL Today with a ticker starting at 9 p.m. And in tennis, world number 2 Carlos Alcaraz came back from a breakdown in the second set to defeat Ethan Quinn 6-2, 7-6 and reach the Barcelona Open last 16. It's going to be a grey and rainy middle of the week with lower temperatures to boot. The thermometer will show us something around 6 to 8 degrees on the lower end, going slightly up to 10 to 12 degrees later in the day.